CEO Business Mind, the radio show for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals. Whether you own or run a business or would like to start one, this is the place for all the answers. Now, here's your host, Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind. Welcome to my show today. If you want to get to me, it's really easy. Just Google CEOBusinessMind.com. Look for the box that says subscribe. Type in your email information, follow the confirmation instructions, and if you do that, you can take a look at my blog postings going back several years. You can see some of the businesses that we're in. You can even check out some of the job openings that we might have in the United States and once in a while even outside. If you're interested in my political ramblings, and they are ramblings, just go to nationalfreedomforum.com. Look for the box that says subscribe. Same process. Type in your email information. Follow the confirmation instructions. And if you do that, you can take a look at my blog postings every day, actually, and just see what I'm up to. If you're interested in our newest business, Paragon Home Resources, just go to ParagonHomeResources.com. Again, there you'll see a click that says blog. Click on it. Same process. Type in your email information. Follow the confirmation instructions, and you will be able to see my home-related blog postings. If you've missed any of my shows, really easy, just go to TalkZone.com and you will see all of my podcasts hung there so you can catch up on any weeks that you might have missed. So we always start the show, first segment, with seeing the train coming. And, you know, I got to tell you, the train right now is COVID. Here we go again with the latest variety of COVID, Omicron or whatever it's called. And we have flip-flop Fauci. And I have to tell you, folks, we have COVID fatigue in our country. People have just had it. We've just had it, for God's sakes. We were told that all we had to do was get vaccinated and get our booster shots, which about 80% of us, I think, did, and life was going to be good again. Well, unfortunately, what we're discovering is that it is possible to still get the COVID virus, even if we've been vaccinated and had our booster shots. And so, you know, in some ways, we've been sold a bill of goods by none other than flip-flop Fauci. Do you know that Dr. Fauci, Tony Fauci, is the highest paid bureaucrat in the federal government? He makes over $400,000 a year, about the same as the president of the United States. He's 80 years old. If he does choose to retire, he'll pretty much get his full salary. So I don't know why this guy continues working, except it's very clear. Nobody ever heard of Tony Fauci, Anthony Fauci, before COVID. And this guy is just loving basking in the limelight on fake news. He's on TV every day, changing his story. Mask up, don't mask up, open schools, close schools, open schools, you know, get another shot, don't get another shot. You know, I can't keep up with flip-flop Fauci because it seems like the rules change every day. And, you know, here's the reality of what's going on in our country. We have free states like Texas and Florida, basically the red states, where governors have said, screw it. We're going to open. We're going to go business as usual. We're going to deal with the folks that catch COVID. We're going to use therapeutics, which, by the way, Biden is withholding from the free states. He's not giving the therapeutics that they should be getting so that they can use them in the hospitals. This is what the governors are reporting. And what now I'm calling the blue slave states, because in the slave states, the masters who run these states, the governors, presumably, keep issuing executive orders. I don't know. In some areas, the teacher unions want to go back to online learning. Some of the colleges are not opening, you know, for the spring semester. So those are the slave states. So we have the free states, basically the red states, and the slave states, basically the blue states. And you know what's interesting about it is that hundreds of thousands of people are moving from the blue slave states to the free red states. And so the red states are gaining in population, while states like California, Illinois, and New York are losing in the similar amount of population. So I just think part of this, in terms of COVID fatigue, we have COVID fatigue. We've had it. We just can't take anymore. And the notion that schools would close, that's just crazy. That's unacceptable. And of course, the unions keep pushing, you know, for the schools to close. And, you know, what is this going on? So, you know, it's my understanding that if you do get COVID and you have been vaccinated and if you have been boosted, that basically you're going to have the symptoms of a cold. You're going to have some sniffles. You know, they're not even saying it's as bad as flu-like symptoms. I don't know. All I know is we can't go back to the bad old days. So, you know, we just can't. And the notion that there are teacher unions pushing for the schools to close, you know, is just crazy. And so we've reached crazy with some of this. And so I just don't know where this is going. But what I do know is that flip-flop Fauci, you know, is out there every single day because he loves his little place in the sun. You know, he's a small man, about, 5 feet tall, maybe a little bit taller. He's not very big. And, you know, he's never had this much attention in his whole life. And so, you know, he's loving it. He's loving every day that he can go on TV and tell us what to do. But I got to say, I'm doing the show this week from Texas, and Texas is a free state. And Texas is basically open for business. You see very few people wearing masks. There are a few public places that are still requiring masks, but not restaurants, not stores. You know, you can pretty much go where you want to go and you don't have to wear a mask. The schools here are open. Even if they do have COVID cases, they're not closing. They're in business because they know they can't go backwards. We simply can't go backwards. And I have to say, flip-flop Fauci is just totally irrelevant. Every day that goes by, he becomes more irrelevant and less important to this discussion. Nobody's listening to him. Nobody's doing what he says to do. And, you know, it's interesting. These governors in these blue slave states, they really have very limited ability to force people to do anything because, frankly, they're being ignored. People have just had it. They've had it with all of this because, folks, we thought that when 80% of the people were vaccinated, we were going to have herd immunity and life was going to go on. And obviously, if you were vaccinated, you were not supposed to get COVID. Well, hello, people are getting COVID, and it's not just the folks that aren't vaccinated that are getting COVID. So in some respects, we were sold a bill of goods. We were told, go get those shots, go get boosted. Now, it is true. If you do get COVID, the odds are pretty good that it's going to be a fairly light case and that you're basically going to have a cold. Well, hell, folks, I don't know about you, but, you know, I tend to get a cold every few years, basically in the winter. I haven't had the flu for years because I get a flu shot every year. Haven't had pneumonia. I had it once, but I get a pneumonia shot when I'm supposed to. And I've had my vaccinations. So, you know, obviously, I'm not too worried about it. I've flown every single month somewhere. You know, my wife and I are on airplanes frequently. We do take the vitamin D. We do take your Curin. And we do take, zinc. And those three combined are supposed to be a preventative. And we've been taking that all along. And I know we were exposed to people who had COVID, and we didn't get it. This was even before we had our vaccinations. So maybe there's something to taking those supplements. I don't know. But we take them every day. And so far, anyways, we have not gotten COVID. Now, it's not to say we can't. We certainly can. We might. But I'm not too worried about it. What I am worried about is what's happening in many of these blue states, the notion that you've got governors in these blue states, you know, still requiring masks. And you know, folks, I have to tell you, I read an article recently that said the only masks that work are those N95 masks or whatever, the kind that they use in hospitals. They're saying cloth masks don't work. And I read an article that said, if you're going to wear a cloth mask, you have to wear two of them. Well, folks, I'm not wearing two cloth masks to go into a grocery store. I'm just not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm sick of it. I've had it. I can't stand Anthony Fauci. I can't stand hearing him. I can't stand his New York voice. I've had it with this guy. And so I wish he would retire. He needs to go off into the sunset. He's going to get the same money whether he works or not. And to be candid, he has no credibility left. And so here's a guy that really just needs to go off into the sunset, you know, get his retirement pension, move to Florida, like most New Yorkers do, so he can be free, you know, get out of the D.C. swamp. And who knows, he probably has a second home in Florida anyway. Many of them do. And so, you know, he just needs to cool it. He needs to go away. Now, of course, Biden would never fire him. Trump should have fired him because, frankly, he provided a lot of misinformation. He wasn't reliable. He shut down the entire damn country. Thousands of businesses were lost as a result, had to shut down. And these were primarily family businesses. So while the big companies did very well during COVID, thousands and thousands of small businesses are gone, and they're gone forever. And so thank you, Dr. Fauci, because now the reality is, you know, there's a pretty good chance that nothing would have been any different if we'd gone on business as usual, if we'd gotten our vaccinations when we could, if we wore masks here and there if we needed to, and just went on with life. And now they're saying the best case for a kid to be is in school. Well, hello, that's what we should have done all along. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Exergen with.
Are you planning to move? Paragon Home Resources can help you sell or buy a home anywhere in the United States. We provide a home resources coordinator to manage all aspects of your move. We recommend qualified real estate agents and other services to prepare your home for sale. Best of all, if you sell or buy a home with our assistance, you could be eligible to receive a tax-free real estate commission cash reward. We can also help you obtain a mortgage at competitive interest rates. Our lenders offer fixed and adjustable rates, conforming and non-conforming loans, plus FHA and VA financing. We can also assist first-time buyers with as little as 5% down. And when it comes time to move, we can refer you to qualified movers or other companies to assist with self-moves. Paragon Home Resources helps make moving as easy as possible. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270. Or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.
Now, back to CEO Business Mind, the radio show for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals, with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind for the second segment of our show today. Folks, I want to talk about election integrity, and I want to make it very clear that supporting election integrity is not voter suppression. You know, half the country believes that the election was stolen from Donald Trump. And the reason half the country believes that the election was stolen from Donald Trump is that governors used COVID to put in place so-called emergency measures. They mailed out millions of unsolicited ballots, and those ballots went to anybody and everybody that was on the rolls over time, even the dead. There wasn't time to clean up the voter rolls. Those ballots just went out. We don't know what happened to those ballots. What we do know is that Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook fame donated over $400 million to various socialist organizations. They created what were called voter navigators, and those voter navigators focused on areas in these key five or six key states so that ultimately they harvested those ballots, folks. We don't know who voted those ballots because voter ID was not required, and those ballots then got harvested by these voter navigators, and eventually they were turned in at various drop boxes that were not manned by anybody. So the chain of custody as it relates to these ballots was broken. So the odds are pretty good that while Donald Trump got 75 million illegal votes, that the 80 million or 81 million votes that Biden got in some of these key states. Remember, folks, Biden won in these key states, four or five states, by a very small percentage. And so it would have been very easy for these vote navigators paid for by Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook fame to manipulate these ballots during harvesting and to vote them for people that may have gotten them. And of course, we know in Nevada where I live, the dead voted. We know they did. And so this is why half the country believes that Joe Biden won by voter fraud. The problem with all of this is that the socialists in Congress are attempting now to codify, to pass federal laws, making all of these shenanigans legal forever, because they know that they can steal elections by having unsolicited mail-out. You know, California mailed out something like 22 million ballots. Now, who the hell knows who got those ballots? You know darn well that many of those people have moved. They may not live in the state of California anymore. And yet those ballots are sitting out there for these vote navigators, in essence, to manipulate, to harvest. They call it ballot harvesting. So what the Democrats are trying to do, they're trying to dictate that all states must mail out ballots unsolicited, that they are not allowed to ask for voter ID. Now, folks, you need voter ID to cash a check. You need voter ID every time you go to the bank. You need You need ID every time you go to the bank. You certainly need ID to get on an airplane, for God's sakes. There are several things. You need ID to buy Sudafed at a drugstore, for God's sakes. They require it. And yet the Democrats don't want any voter ID when it comes time to voting. They want to allow for ballot harvesting. They want unsolicited mail-out ballots. They want unmanned drop boxes that destroy the chain of custody. They are attempting to put these so-called emergency mechanisms into federal law. Now, the good news is, hopefully, there are enough Democrats, Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, there may be some others, who aren't going to go along. However, they're going to try to pass this through the Congress. The House has already passed these bills. The question is, are they going to be able to stop it in the Senate? Now, if it does get enacted, you can bet the next day you're going to have all the red state attorney generals file a class action lawsuit to strike it down, because what they are attempting to do is unconstitutional. It's very clear in the Constitution that the states are supposed to control their own elections, that the federal government is not allowed to do what these laws would involve. And hopefully, if it goes to the Supreme Court, and it will, the Supreme Court will strike it down because it is unconstitutional. The Constitution is very clear that the rules related to elections ultimately lies with the states. So naturally, there are many states passing laws that require voter ID, that ban harvesting of ballots, that control the chain of custody related to those ballots in terms of where you can drop off ballots, that make it necessary to count the ballots on election day. That's the other thing, folks. After the election in these key states, Trump had the votes in those key states until a day or two later when, guess what? These ballots just showed up. And so at the end of the day, what the Democrats, what the socialists are attempting to do is to steal elections. They saw it successful with Joe Biden. They know Joe Biden didn't win this election. They know Joe Biden didn't get 81 million legal votes. They know that. And that's why they want these procedures in place, because they saw the ability to steal elections work. And of course, now fake news and the deep state swamp and major companies in our country and big tech, they're doing everything they can to destroy Donald Trump, because they know if he runs, he'll win again. He'll win. They know that Trump, if he wants the Republican nomination, will have it. And they know that if he runs in 2022, he will be elected. They know that. And so they're doing everything they can to put these crooked measures in place the same way they did in 20. They definitely want it happening in every single state, because they see Republican red states attempting to solve these problems, because they're putting voter ID in place if it's not already there. They're definitely getting rid of unsolicited mail-out ballots. They're definitely requiring chain of custody. They're definitely trying to stop these vote navigators that are out there basically voting these ballots that are unattended. And so clearly, here's the bottom line to all of this. If we don't have election integrity, we won't have a country. And if you think what happened on January 6th was a big deal, wait and see when ultimately the red states decide they want to secede from the union. Because if you don't have election integrity, who the heck's going to want to stick around? People in the red states are going to demand the dissolution of the United States. We're not going to tolerate stealing elections. It would be crazy. And so anyone who calls this voter suppression because we want ID, you know, folks, in California, there are 3 or 4 million illegal aliens. And everybody knows in California that illegal aliens often vote. Now, do they vote enough to make a difference? Well, California is such a blue state that a Republican can't carry California no matter what. But in these states where, you know, the vote was very, very close, if in fact we have this stuff going on, then you can be sure that once the Democrats know, you know, what vote the Republican got, all of a sudden, 20,000 more votes will appear in a day or two, and they'll continue counting those votes until the Democrat has what the Democrat needs to win. This is how Joe Biden was elected, folks. I'm sorry, but that's what happened. And I know fake news, and I know there's a couple of rhinos, and I know the Socialist Party, and I know big tech, and I know major corporations keep saying that there was no election fraud, but I'm telling you that Mark Zuckerberg won this election for Joe Biden by donating that $400+ million to hire these vote navigators who harvested the votes in these 4 or 5 key states to give Joe Biden the election. Folks, here's why we know it's true. No president, no candidate for president who carried Ohio, Texas, and Florida, which Trump carried by big percentages, has ever lost the presidency. It's just never happened in our history. And so we know Trump carried these key states, Florida, Texas, and Ohio. Those are bellwether states. You carry those states and you always win. And yet in 2020, Biden was able to cobble together 4 or 5 states using these voter fraud mechanisms to win the election. Well, that's what happened, folks. I'm sorry, this is what half the country believes. And you know what? Regardless, if we don't have election integrity, if half the country believes that the election in 2020 was stolen by virtue of these emergency measures that governors took in these 4 or 5 states, you're going to have the dissolution of the United States. You're going to have red states say, we want out. We don't want to be part of a country where we can't trust our elections. And that's what's coming. That's absolutely what's coming. And so, you know, even the socialists, if they really care about democracy, should argue for election integrity. But they don't, and they won't, because they know it was the basis for Biden winning the presidency.
Take a break and be back with more CEO Business Mind in a moment.
Are you caring for an older person or a loved one who needs assistance? Paragon Home Resources can help you maintain their independent living for as long as possible anywhere in the United States. We offer property management services to deal with all facets of maintaining the current home. We can also assist with obtaining a reverse mortgage to free up home equity to pay for home care and other needs. And should your loved one require assisted living or a move in with a family member, we can handle the details of selling the home for the best possible price. Paragon Home Resources can assist with helping you sort belongings to determine which will be kept and those that require an estate sale or donation to charity. Your Paragon Home Resources coordinator will be accessible through a convenient toll-free number. As part of our service, you'll get a needs assessment to determine the services that are necessary. Caring for a loved one doesn't have to be stressful. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270. Or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.
Whether you're thinking of starting a business or just moving up the corporate ladder, This is the place for practical advice. CEO Business Mind with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind for the second half of our show. If you're trying to get to me, just Google CEOBusinessMind.com. Type in your email address, follow the confirmation instructions. And if you do that, you can take a look at my blog postings going back several years. They're informational. You can see some of the businesses that we're in. You can even check out some of the job openings that we might have somewhere in the United States. Right now, as a matter of fact, we are looking for a sales coordinator who can be based anywhere working from home except New York, New Jersey, or California because their employment practice laws are so crazy. But anywhere else in the country would work. And continental United States, anyway, would work. And that's the job, basically, to set up appointments for our salespeople. But anyway, if it's something you're interested in, get me a resume. If you're interested in my political ramblings, and they are ramblings, just go to nationalfreedomforum.com. Look for the box that says subscribe, same process. Follow the confirmation instructions. And if you do that, you'll get my political rants on a daily basis. If you're interested in one of our growing businesses, Paragon Home Resources. Just Google ParagonHomeResources.com. Look for the line that says blog, same process. Click on it. Type in your email information, and you can take a look at my home-related blog postings, which I do frequently. If you've missed any of my shows, really easy. Just go to TalkZone.com, and you'll see all of my podcasts hung there. And you can basically catch up on any of the weekly shows that you might have missed. So for the third segment of our show today, I want to talk about school boards because I've come to the conclusion that socialists, aka Democrats, cannot serve on school boards. And I'll tell you why. Teacher unions are an extension of the Democrat Party. And teacher unions, if they just focused on working conditions and compensation and benefits and working conditions, you know, as a union, I'd have no problem with that. However, teacher unions today go way, 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 way beyond that. They're supporting critical race theory indoctrination. They're supporting the LGBTQIA agenda imposed in public schools. They support the Green New Deal. They support unrestricted abortion. The list goes on, and it's basically the Democrat socialist wish list of everything that they want to happen in our country. Well, how can, and by the way, teacher unions in no way, shape, or form represent the interest of students, parents, or taxpayers. Let's just be clear about that. Now, I don't fault them for representing the interest of their members. I do fault them for becoming political organizations that go way beyond just workers' compensation and benefits and, you know, working conditions. They're way beyond all that. So they always support, you know, other socialists running for the school board. Well, how can a school board member be a Democrat at the same time because of the inherent conflict of interest that that represents? At the end of the day, you know, I have been pushing our school board in Reno, Nevada, where I live, to put a plan in place to improve dismal reading and math scores and also the district's great schools rating, which are also horrible. And I've been pushing them for months to put this plan in place. But the problem is it would require reform, various reforms, and accountability for teachers. And the teacher unions are totally opposed to the things that would be necessary to improve education, particularly for minority kids. Because right now, half the kids in our country, and these are mostly kids of color, though don't kid yourself, there are white kids too, who can't read or do math at grade level. Half the kids in our country cannot read or do math at grade level. And yet, we're seeing in Nevada, where I live, which ranks as one of the worst states in the country for public education, we're down at the bottom. There are no proactive plans in place that I know of, certainly in Washoe County, or which is where I live in Reno, or Clark County, which is Las Vegas. And those two counties probably make up 90% of the schools in Nevada. There are no plans in place to improve quality education or academic achievement. Why? Because the teacher unions oppose the things that it would take. They don't want their teachers held to high standards. They don't want measurement. They certainly don't want teachers who fail, and administrators, I might add, who fail to improve education. They don't want them fired. And so as a result, many of these school districts are controlled by Democrat socialists. We certainly have that in Reno, Nevada. The president of the school board is an admitted Democrat socialist, and she is as left-wing as you could get. And she's owned by the teacher union. It's just that simple, lock, stock, and barrel. She has to go. We have to recall her from office. She cannot represent the interests of students, parents, and taxpayers. It's not possible. So I've suggested to our school board members in Reno, Nevada, that any of them that plan to run for re-election should either register as an independent, Republican, or Libertarian. Because if they are registered as a Democrat, we will have to oppose them. Because there's no way, given the conflict of interest related to the teacher union connection. Do you know that the majority of people who attend a Democrat convention for president, the majority of them are teachers? Did you know that? And so at the end of the day, the connection between teacher unions and the Socialist Democrat Party is direct. And so, you know, they contribute hundreds of millions of dollars to Socialist Democrat candidates. They support Socialist Democrat school board members in elections. And so obviously, whose bread they eat, whose song they sing. So clearly, if you're a Democrat socialist serving on a school board, you're not going to do anything that is not lockstep in conjunction with the orders you get from the local teachers union. You're just not going to do it. And so, guys, I was a former teacher. I belonged to the teachers union when I taught school more than 40 years ago. You had to. You had no choice. You had to pretty much join or you'd be ostracized. I remember when I first started teaching, the shop steward for the teachers union, the woman, she dogged me for the first 3 or 4 months until I joined the union. That was her job, to get me to join the union, me and other new teachers. And so she was on us like glue in that first 3 or 4 months. So really, we didn't have much choice. We had to join if we were ever going to survive, because the administrators and the teachers union, they were all in it together. It's one big cabal. The superintendent that we have in Reno, Nevada, she's a Democrat socialist. She's very left-wing liberal. And she supports critical race theory and imposition of the LGBT agenda. All of this is done under the cover of social justice. It's not what it is, folks. Hey, look, I support multicultural education. I taught multicultural education. I support civil rights. I was there, you know, when the civil rights movement came of its own. I was a big supporter. I am a big supporter. But I certainly don't support critical race theory, which is Marxist, racist, indoctrination, revisionist history. I don't support that. I don't support imposition of the LGBTQIA agenda in public schools and the resultant sex education training that's happening in schools from a very, very young age, I might add, totally inappropriately. And so I look at this and I've concluded that a Democrat socialist cannot serve on a school board. They just can't. So if they're registered as Democrats, you know, any thinking person has to oppose them because they will not do what is necessary to improve public education. And folks, the numbers, cards talk and numbers don't lie. Half the kids in our country cannot read or do math at grade level. What more do we need to know that public schools are failing? And it's a tragedy. And guys, if you hear anybody say that the reason public schools are failing is because we don't spend enough money in public schools, that is total BS. We spend more money than any other industrialized country in the world on public schools. And we are like in the middle of academic achievement and success. Basically, mediocrity is what we see happening in our public schools because they focus on all the politically correct BS and they refuse to put plans in place with metrics and accountability that are actually designed to improve academic achievement and get those test scores up where they need to be. And the kids that are hurt most are generally poor inner city kids, because they are the ones that can't escape. Their parents don't have money to send their kids to private schools. We have to have school choice in place to create some competition.
For a break, I'll be back with more CEO Business Mind after this. Stay tuned.
Are you planning to move? Paragon Home Resources can help you sell or buy a home anywhere in the United States. We provide a home resources coordinator to manage all aspects of your move. We recommend qualified real estate agents and other services to prepare your home for sale. Best of all, if you sell or buy a home with our assistance, you could be eligible to receive a tax-free real estate commission cash reward. We can also help you obtain a mortgage at competitive interest rates. Our lenders offer fixed and adjustable rates, conforming and non-conforming loans, plus FHA and VA financing. We can also assist first-time buyers with as little as 5% down. And when it comes time to move, we can refer you to qualified movers or other companies to assist with self-moves. Paragon Home Resources helps make moving as easy as possible. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270. Or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.
Harnessing the entrepreneurial spirit of America. This is CEO Business Mind with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind for the fourth and final segment of our show today. Folks, I want to talk about an end to Biden's horrible 2021. And folks, 2021, the first year of Biden's presidency, has been among the worst in my lifetime. I'm having a deja vu moment. It's Jimmy Carter all over again. You know, Jimmy Carter, I was a Democrat. I voted for Jimmy Carter the first term, but he converted me to being a Republican. And so, of course, I've never looked back. I voted Republican ever since Ronald Reagan was elected to his first term, because Carter was such a dismal failure as president. Dismal, dismal failure. And so I look at Biden's first year in office, and I see nothing but disaster, starting with the riot at the Capitol on January 6th, which is now turned in to the third impeachment trial. It's nothing more than a socialist circus, you know, with a couple of rhinos attached. So that's the circus going on. But then it gets worse. So like in the very first days in office, what does Biden do? He shuts down the Keystone Pipeline. He begins the destruction of our energy industry. And so as a result today, we have gasoline and heating oil prices probably up 40% or more. And since energy is baked into the price of everything, everything we do, everything we eat, everything we buy, what we're seeing is inflation that is going through the roof. Biden apparently found out recently, because I don't know, his wife or somebody went to the market and found that hamburger was selling for $5 a pound. And Biden was astounded. Biden probably hasn't been in a grocery store in the last 40 years, for God's sakes, that he's been in public office. And he was astounded that hamburger is selling for $5 a pound. And I call it my misery index, which is you take the price of a pound of bacon, which used to be about $4. In some places, it's as high as $9 a pound today. You take the price of a gallon of gas, which in California is over $5 a gallon. You add those two numbers together. And if the two together are over $9 or $10, then you've got the incredible bacon gasoline in misery index. And of course, Biden is clueless as to what's happening in the marketplace. My wife just called me, as a matter of fact, because I was going to make chicken soup today. And I said, well, I need egg noodles. And she went in the pasta aisle of a major store here in Texas, because we're visiting our son in Texas this week and daughter-in-law and family. And the pasta was all gone. There was no pasta in the pasta aisle. And this is a major grocery store. So aside from the supply chain issues, which of course they've really screwed up, there's more than 120 ships sitting offshore in Long Beach and Los Angeles because they can't dock, they can't unload their shipments because there aren't enough workers, I guess, to unload. The truckers won't go into California because of all the crazy environmental rules. And so, you know, we've got energy prices skyrocketing. We've got a supply chain that's just in the toilet. If you can't buy pasta, folks, what can you buy? And pasta, you know, tends to be one of the cheaper foods that people default to when meat is 8, 10, 12. We bought a prime rib roast for Christmas, folks. It was $26 a pound. One of the markets had it at $50 a pound. That's insane, folks. So you've got incredible inflation. Then we've got what happened in Afghanistan. So Biden decides he's pulling out, and abruptly he pulls out of Afghanistan. And we see people hanging on to airplanes that we land. We see leaving behind Americans, leaving behind our Afghan allies who probably are being killed as we speak, you know, for working with us during the 20 years we were in Afghanistan. Now, folks, I supported getting out of Afghanistan. It was long overdue. But I know Trump would never, never have done it the way Biden did, which was a complete failure. So where does it leave us? We now have Russia ready to invade Ukraine. We have China looking at invading Taiwan. Why is that? Because they see Biden as the feckless weakling that he is. They know he'll do nothing that matters. And so you wait and see. Putin will go across the line in Ukraine. It's going to happen. You know, at some point, China will invade Taiwan. That's going to happen. And so our foreign policy is in disarray. Iran is that many days closer to having a nuclear weapon. North Korea continues to develop missiles to deliver their nuclear weapons. And they see Joe Biden as this weak, you know, feckless leader with dementia. Well, it's all true. I mean, you can't dispute it. It's definitely true. And so, you know, I look at all this stuff. And of course, Biden, he cancels the Keystone pipeline, and then, which is oil from Canada. And then he approves the Russian pipeline from Russia to Germany. What a moron this president is. He's a moron. We could have shipped liquefied natural gas throughout Europe. It would have been thousands and thousands of jobs in the United States to ship our natural gas to Europe. So no, he doesn't do that. He approves the Russia pipeline so that Russia can make billions of dollars that they then can invest in their military, including hypersonic nuclear weapons, missiles and nuclear weapons, to basically aim at us. This president is a moron. He is a complete moron. And so I look at his first year in office, and don't get me started on the border. We've had 2 million illegal aliens enter our country since Biden was elected president. We have a completely open border. He stopped the construction of the border wall. He's an idiot. He stopped the Mexico stay-in-place policy that Trump had put in place. He's back in court fighting that because he wants these illegal aliens to enter our country, folks. He wants that to happen. And then there's this Build Back Better, Build Back Broke Green New Deal plan that he's trying to push through the Congress. I just hope that Joe Manchin sticks to his guns and doesn't vote for it. Folks, there is so much lard in that plan. There are so many crazy laws. It's like a 2,700-page bill, wish list, socialist, fascist wish list of what the socialists have always wanted to do. And I'm just hoping that Joe Biden has the fortitude to just say no, because it would be a disaster for our country, a complete disaster for our country. So I look at Biden's first year in office, 2021, and I got to say, I'm so glad it's over. But the problem is, unless the guy dies or is otherwise removed from office, which either of which I suppose is a possibility, I can't even imagine how bad it's going to be in the next 3 years. I mean, the damage that Biden is doing to our country is unbelievable. Now, the good news, there is some good news. The good news is that as a result, the Republicans are probably going to take over the Congress in 2022. And if that happens, essentially the Biden presidency will be over, which is one of the reasons why the socialists are trying so desperately to push things through now, because they know that once the Congress flips and becomes Republican, Biden will be basically a lame duck president. He's not going to run again, certainly. He'll be 82 years old in 2024. Believe it or not, folks, I think Hillary Clinton's going to run for president again. And Donald Trump, if he wants the nomination, he'll have it on the Republican side. Could you imagine if we have a rematch between Crooked Hillary? I think it would be fabulous, frankly, between Crooked Hillary and Donald Trump. Would that be fun? That would be just like fun. You know, I would love that to happen. Of course, Crooked Hillary is such a crook. And, you know, all that stuff would come back. And now that we know it was Crooked Hillary that was behind the Russia scam, Trump had nothing to do with Russia, even though Congressman Adam Schiff claimed that he had the dope on Russia. He had the proof. And so here he is, still in office. He's not been censured. He is the biggest liar in Congress. And believe me, that's saying a lot, because there are big liars. Oh, I have to add, you know, Senator Harry Reid, one of the biggest crooks ever to serve in Congress, died this week at 82 years old. He's going to be lying in state. He was our senator in Nevada for many, many years. One of the biggest crooks ever, ever to serve in Congress. And of course, the deep state is honoring him, because so many of them are no different. And so this guy began in the gaming commission in Nevada. And, you know, that's all bribes and kickbacks. And then in the Senate, his kids were paid lobbyists, lobbying him for millions of dollars a year. This is a guy that lived at the Ritz-Carlton in the penthouse. How did he do that? He claimed, remember, he came from Searchlight, which is like a hole in the ground, 60 miles from Las Vegas, nothing there. He claimed he became a millionaire 40 years before he went into public life as an attorney. Well, that was the biggest bunch of BS I ever heard in my life. His kids were feeding him money. All the kickbacks he got, all the campaign money that he stole, he would write books. He wrote a book, worthless book, and he sold it to his campaign for $20 a copy, and then he would send it out to his followers. Can you imagine? So the guy is gone. I always said in the Italian tradition that when Harry Reid died, I would be wearing red. You know, that's the slap in the face as an Italian. You wear red when somebody dies who's really a crook. In his case, he was a big crook. But anyway, so we've ended Biden's horrible 2021. I can't think. I shouldn't say it can't get worse. But you know what, folks? It can get worse. It is getting worse. Biden was going to destroy COVID. Well, guess what, folks? COVID is not destroyed. COVID is still with us. Biden was going to solve the world's problems. Well, guess what, folks? They're all still with us.
Are you caring for an older person or a loved one who needs assistance? Paragon Home Resources can help you maintain their independent living for as long as possible anywhere in the United States. We offer property management services to deal with all facets of maintaining the current home. We can also assist with obtaining a reverse mortgage to free up home equity to pay for home care and other needs. And should your loved one require assisted living or a move-in with a family member, we can handle the details of selling the home for the best possible price. Paragon Home Resources can assist with helping you sort belongings to determine which will be kept and those that require an estate sale or donation to charity. Your Paragon Home Resources coordinator will be accessible through a convenient toll-free number. As part of our service, you'll get a needs assessment to determine the services that are necessary. Caring for a loved one doesn't have to be stressful. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270 or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.